The solemnity of Mary, Mother of God, is upon us, and we find ourselves in the middle of a pandemic. So what can we learn from this feast day, and how can we apply it to our current situation? Well, a couple days ago in prayer, I was pretending. I was pretending that this pandemic wasn't just going to last one or two more months, but it was going to last the entirety of our lives. With this question in my mind, I began to ask, well, how would this affect our prayer? How would this affect our relationship with God? Because oftentimes when we find something unpleasant or difficult in life, what we do is we enter into negotiations with God. And we say, I'll do this if you do this. So we lay out the terms for our relationship with God to God. I do this, you do this. What's the problem with that? And Jesus didn't tell people to pray this way. He said, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. He didn't say, your kingdom, your will. Now, it's important to not get those two confused. And a lot of times when life gets a little difficult, we base our faithfulness to God upon the fruit of our prayers. And so when we stop seeing God answer our prayers in the way that satisfies our will, then we give up on God. But we're not supposed to be a fruity Catholic. We're supposed to be a faithful one. God's in charge of the fruit. We just got to be faithful. How does this relate to Mary? Well, Mary, at the Annunciation, young woman, betrothed to Joseph, the angel comes to her and says, hail, favored one, the Lord is with you. You're going to conceive, have a child. He's going to be a king. His kingdom's going to have no end. You know, if I was Mary, honestly, I would have a little bit of some problems with this proposition. I would have entered into negotiations with the angel. I'm okay with being favored one. I'm okay with being hailed as full of grace, but I'm not okay with getting pregnant. Why? Well, because I'm betrothed to Joseph. It's going to look like I slept around. So I'm going to start making a deal with God. I might go to the angel and say, okay, I'm good with the first part, but this pregnancy thing, your timing is off. Because I got these plans, and this doesn't fit into my plan. So angel, can you come back, let's say 3 months down the road, 4 months down the road? Then me and Joseph are going to be married and it'll seem more reasonable that I'm pregnant. You see, getting pregnant before she's married is a possible death sentence for Mary, according to the scriptures. So this is really, in my mind, if I was Mary, this is bad news. But what does Mary do? She doesn't say, your timing is bad, come back another day, I have a better idea. No. She responds by saying, I am the handmaid of the Lord, let it be done to me according to thy word. She submits herself to the will of God. And so, my friends, do you find yourself right now in life where it's difficult? Maybe it's pandemic related, maybe it's not. But you know what? In life, it's going to be difficult sometimes. What did Jesus say? In this world, you're going to have trouble, but take heart. I've conquered the world. Whatever the case, what should we do? On this feast day, seek Our Lady's intercession so that she would obtain for us the supernatural gift of faith, so that we could just be faithful to God. See, Mary's whole life was all about faithfulness. Faithfulness from the conception of Jesus, from the conception of Jesus to the crib, from the crib to the cross, from the cross to the church, where Mary was faithful with the apostles in that upper room and the Holy Spirit came. What happened after that? She assumed after that into heaven, where she was crowned Queen of Heaven. You see, faithfulness has a reward. And there's an eternal reward waiting for you. But you got to be faithful. And so this is where Mary can help us. She can obtain for us great assistance to rise above the tribulations that we find ourselves in life. Let's ask her intercession on this feast day to remain faithful to her son. My name is Kenny Zinski from CatholicSpeaker.com. Thanks for watching. Thank you so much, friends, for watching this video. Remember to hit that subscribe button and bell so that YouTube has to notify you of our next video. And share this video on Facebook. Let's spread the good news of our Catholic faith. And thank you so much to our Patreon members who have allowed us to make these videos possible. You guys are amazing.